let's pay a visit to the English countryside, or the next best thing to being there. Houghton Hall, Portrait of an English Country House, is on display at the Friss Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. There's a lot of history that goes with this exhibit. Houghton Hall was home to Sir Robert Walpole, England's first prime minister, and parts of the house are open for public tours. Houghton Hall is not just an historic house and museum. It is home to the family of Lord David Cholmondeley.
The 18th century house, which has really kept its original contents, and it takes you back in time, and you can see room by room set out as much as possible as it was. But it's also a house which continues to live, which has new acquisitions as much as possible all the time.
Christine Gervais with the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston is guest curator for the Houghton Hall exhibit. She says putting the show together took quite a bit of time and work.
It's about 3 years, start to finish, and it was probably the highlight of my career as a curator so far. I got to go to Houghton about 8 times, as you do, as we were working on the checklist for the exhibition, trying to figure out what could travel, what fit within a narrative.
Gervais tells us we will see some pretty interesting works of art and history.
This is a show of many moving parts. It has paintings, it has metalwork, it has costumes, it has books, it has an actual door that we remove from part of the house. So it's a very complicated show to put up and take down, but I think necessary if you're really trying to talk about generations of collecting and the leavings of the people who have gone before in this house. It's touched every area of the collection.
Among the objects on display is a throne that is normally kept at Houghton Hall, but is taken to London on occasion. Lord Cholmondeley explains that the throne is used by the Prince of Wales.
When he comes to Parliament, usually for the opening of Parliament, and our current Prince of Wales doesn't often attend, although he did last year, and I think he's attending more and more. But the throne is a beautiful piece designed by the architect and designer Pugin in the Victorian era.
For Lord Cholmondeley, these objects are not just a bunch of historic stuff. They're part of his heritage. And that might explain his favorite pieces in the show.
Probably one of the later pieces, one of these wonderful sergeant portraits, either of my grandmother or my great-grandmother. He was such a great artist, and we're very fortunate to have a number of his landscapes and portraits.
Gervais has her own favorites.
You mean the piece that I would grab if the building caught on fire? There are a pair of little shell potpourries from the 18th century French factory Sèvres, which are impossibly beautiful, and I covet them. Lord Cholmondeley has said repeatedly that he does want them back. They are just their little shells with shell feet and little shell finials, and were nothing more than a sort of elaborate luxury object that you would have in your 18th century house, emitting beautiful smells. I mean, it's just ridiculous, but I love it so.
When visitors see the Houghton Hall exhibit, they will be transported overseas. They might even forget they're in an art museum in the middle of a city.
I feel like I'm in the house.
Thank you. Did I pay you to say that?
No.
No, really, that is the point. As I said, I've had the privilege of going to the house numerous times, and every time I see something new and different, and it is a totally memorable place to be. My very first time that I went to the house, I arrived at night, and Houghton has a very famous herd of all white deer, and there was a mist coming up from the ground, and we're driving slowly up the sort of snaking driveway, and out of the mist came these white deer, and that set the tone for my relationship with this house.
Lord Cholmondeley is not just owner of Houghton Hall. He is also the Lord Great Chamberlain of the United Kingdom. So what exactly does a Lord Great Chamberlain do?
Lord Great Chamberlain is the Queen's or monarch's representative in Parliament. It's now a mostly ceremonial role, used to have much more, not power exactly, but responsibility for all the building works in the Palace of Westminster and much else besides. It's a hereditary role. It's one of the two hereditary roles in England at the moment.
And yes, there's a sense of awe that goes with the job.
It's certainly a moment to concentrate and make sure you do everything in the correct order. I've been in this position for 25 years, I think, now. So it's every year it's the same, but there's always the chance of a mistake. Queen is extraordinary to see her on those occasions, and her sense of duty and never flags, never fails, and she's an extraordinary person.
Gervais wants people who see the Houghton Hall exhibit not only to enjoy, but also appreciate the culture and history that comes with this art.
Country houses, particularly the unusual ones like Houghton, which are in the same family hands, are a collection of collections. They're fingerprints of those who've gone before. And then you also get, you know, the current owner and the onus on him of how to move it forward. The idea of these houses as living entities with employees and different mandates, I really want people to come away with the idea of it as a living organism.
There is plenty of information on Houghton Hall, Portrait of an English Country House, at frisscenter.org. That's frisscenter.org. Anyone interested can learn about the exhibit and plan a visit. Lord Cholmondeley would like those who do come to go a step further.
I hope it will inspire visitors to the exhibition to come and see these houses in the real, because there is a lot to see in our great historic houses in England. And we're very proud of them.
Paul Ladd, Nashville.